This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Let's reflect on what has been happening out at the Pan-African Parliament yesterday, where more chaos erupted at the sitting of the Pan-African Parliament here in Midrand here in Johannesburg, following a heated debate around the leadership of the parliament, which then descended into scenes of violence. The elections for new leadership could be further delayed after the body's legal entity found that the current system is unlawful. Some members of the PAP, mostly from Southern African region, have called for a rotational leadership instead of direct votes. South Africa's capability to host the continental, or to act as host of a continental body, was also called into question by some delegates during some members of parliament during those debates. Let's speak to the research professor in innovation studies at the Tshwane University of Technology, Professor Mamomuchi, joining us on the line. Good morning to you, Professor, and thank you for your time.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Trust you well too, Professor. How do we make sense of what we were seeing there? Some may say that scenes of violence and so on are nothing uncommon in parliaments around the world. But while that may be the case, it's still disturbing to see. What are we to make of what's happening at the Parliament, Pan-African Parliament?
No, you are right, especially at a time when we are celebrating the Africa Liberation Day. Mm-hmm. Remember, on May 25, mm-hmm. In 1963, the Organization of African Unity was founded. And the idea was, the great vision was to actually create the unity of Africa, to bring it, and at the same time, to end the colonial history and to bring the liberation history of Africa. Mm. So having done that around that time, the day when we are celebrating and when we are trying to educate our younger generation, for the people in the parliament here, they formed it 17 years ago, in 2004.
Which is great,
Why would they go into that direction at a time when we should be actually promoting more very, very progressive, very profound ideas to bring Africa's unity? I mean, why they did this is extraordinary, to be honest with you.
It seems as if there's disputes around the leadership here. Now, in terms of the founding documents of the Pan-African Parliament, are these issues around who leads the parliament? I mean, clearly these were decided when it was decided that it would be direct vote. But now, seemingly, there are quarters within, or some within the parliament, that are saying that there should be a change. How then, what is the main issue that is being challenged here in terms of the way in which the presidency and leadership of the parliament is decided?
I think what has happened was when they first formed the parliament, they decided to do one president and four vice presidents. So what they did was in terms of, they put it in regions, like west, north, south, east, central. This they made it like that.
Right.
Now, and they wanted to do it like every, the president will come, and then after 3 years, the change will come. Then the idea should have been to rotate it. In other words, if you make someone a president in the northern region or a western region, then you and the others are vice presidents. Then after the 3 years, the change comes. Then in the election time, maybe they should have rotated it, maybe to make sure.
But this was clearly not agreed upon, because the current system is for a direct vote, and those members from that are complaining or fighting against this rotation system are saying that the only reason that the Southern Africans are pushing for it is because they don't have the numbers, which is something that is also disturbing. Is that it seems as if the members are polarized along colonial language lines, the Anglophones versus the Francophones.
You are absolutely right. The Francophone, Anglophone, Lusophone, you would not believe in the parliament, they were saying, when someone was speaking in English, was it, please speak in Portuguese, they say things like that. Mm. I mean, they don't say, let's speak in African languages. You don't have that. Mm. Extraordinary. I think it's a pity, to be honest with you, that we are in this situation. What we should be, what you are just saying is very, very important, is that the entire parliament system has to be revitalized, redesigned, and rearranged.
Mm, because it begs the question, really.
At the moment, what are they doing? It doesn't. What must be the parliament's main role? The main role should be to include the people of Africa to actually unite. That's the main thing.
Because they don't have any legislative powers and it does beg the question, then what role are they playing? And what kind of resources are we expanding on hosting this parliament? It's coming at a great cost to the continent.
No. In fact, a lot of the resources are paid by South Africa. Mm. Remember, it's in Midrand.
Yes.
And South Africa is paying a lot. Mm. Plus, they, as you rightly said, all the other governments were supposed to contribute. They don't contribute enough. So what do? They need to get donor money again. It's the outside money, which is very, very incredible.
The EU is already funding the AU anyway.
That's right. Yeah. You see, can you imagine? Over 60% of the funding of the African Union is from EU. And then at the same time, even this parliament is funded. So they are supposed to do advising and consulting. What does it mean?
Mm. Professor Mamu Muchi, we can have to leave it there. And I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. He's a research professor in innovation studies at the Tshwane University of Technology.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.